The crisis is growing between Kyrgyzstan and Uzbekistan. Guatemala's disaster needs outweigh the government response, and Indonesia is hit by a powerful earthquake. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. In the span of a week, Uzbekistan now faces a monstrous humanitarian crisis that can't support any more refugees fleeing the ethnic violence in Kyrgyzstan. Todd Nettleton, a voice of the martyrs, says Uzbekistan has been forced to close their borders.
80,000 Uzbeks have already crossed the border from Kyrgyzstan into Uzbekistan. They say there's another 100,000 who are at the border and are waiting to get across.
Nettleton believes it'll take a global effort to aid these refugees and dispel the violence still rippling through Kyrgyzstan's streets. For Christian refugees, they leave a fairly religious-tolerant country to a region crawling with Muslim radicals.
They are entering Uzbekistan into the Fergana Valley, so they're coming into a country with a poor religious freedom record, and they're coming into a part of that country that is seen as sort of a tinderbox for radical Islam.
Pray for peace to be restored, healing to take place, and protection for Uzbek believers. As a result of the ethnic violence that broke out between Uzbek and the Kyrgyz in Kyrgyzstan, thousands of people are on the run. Food for the Hungry's Emergency Relief Unit is currently determining the best way to help the hundreds of thousands of refugees that have fled to Uzbekistan. Relief will likely include food, hygiene kits, and temporary shelter. Pray for Food for the Hungry's decision, especially as their presence will also provide the hope of Christ to many. You're listening to Mission Network News. Damage estimates are around $1 billion after Tropical Storm Agatha tore through Guatemala. The storm, coupled with a volcanic eruption and earthquake one day prior, left the country reeling. However, Steve Watson of Global Aid Network says they're taking action.
We already had food and clothing on the ground. So on Monday morning, we heard from our partners they were already distributing the food and they needed more.
Two more food crates en route means 40,000 more meals.
The food and the clothing has been such a blessing. They could respond immediately. And the people are just so grateful that we are there. The government is doing all they can, but they can't do enough.
And GAIN wants to do more than just stop hunger.
For us to come in and show them that they're not forgotten. Very important.
More importantly, GAIN's reminding Guatemalans God hasn't forgotten them either. Visit our website to join their work. Elsewhere, the story of Indonesia's 7.1 magnitude quake is that there is no story. Several powerful earthquakes hit eastern Indonesia on Wednesday, but initial reports indicate no major damage. While this is good news, the quake resurrected memories of 2004's disaster. AMG International's Paul Jenks says,
whenever this type of situation takes place, the people of Indonesia, there in Papua as well, are very concerned that it might also cause a tsunami-type impact after the earthquake. Fortunately for us this time, we avoided any damage or any problem in our ministry.
Their team is still monitoring the situation should church partners be affected in any way.
We have a Bible school and seminary, and we use newspaper evangelism and media evangelism very effectively there in that country.
And the Evangelical Free Church of Sudan launched a new church growth initiative. EFCA Sudan leadership, working in partnership with a key Reach Global contact, began a church planning vision to plant 10 churches in the southern capital of Juba over the next 10 years. A three-month evangelistic campaign will kick off the start of the new church. Pray they meet this goal and that God's church will grow in southern Sudan. There are more ways you can support them at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN has a group and fan page on Facebook. Just search for Mission Network News to find us. When you join, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, video updates, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to our Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter pages can be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.